B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Let's get back to it. Warren, Cherry Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. War.
Good morning, all.
What are you saying? Where have we been, man?
Everything's good. I got to tell you, before I do anything, my son, Reese, keeps asking me, if you talk to Anthony, please say hello. Good boy, that kid, Ann.
Give him a hug for me, man. Give him a hug for me.
Good boy. Anyway, I got to tell you, I'm in a crossroads, not a crossroads with the Phils. What I can't accept, and again, he's doing the Ruben Amaro thing. It's very easy to write a check. But at the beginning of the season, I have no problem. I'm not mad at Harper's numbers, Rinaldo. I just think it's a down year. What I will tell you, and I'm asking you to watch, last night the same thing. If you're not naturally a guy who looks and works a count, I think they've done it to the point of it's hurting them. They look, and I'm telling you, other teams see this. They don't swing until they have a strike. They let more first pitch fastballs right down the middle.
Believe me, I don't need to go back and look. I see the same thing you see. Yeah,
it's like they're so intent on working a walk.
Well, that's an organizational right. That's an organizational taught. Like they expect them to take pitches.
Yeah, if you've done it, you've done it. But you can't ask a guy. Like if I see Reese Hoskins let a fastball over the middle plate go the count, I lose my mind. I'm sitting with my friend last night. I'm saying the same thing. They just don't have, whether it's a hitting coach or a belief or a philosophy. It's okay if you want to use analytics with guys who understand it. But when you got bashers, I don't want to see Harper taking a first pitch over the middle. I just don't. I'm watching a team. Listen, the easiest way to say it, there's 30 other teams or 31. I can't get nothing, worry about getting every player. There's other teams who want guys. I am mad about the bullpen. That's the easiest thing to fix because there's...
They really missed with the rotation.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, we all love the moves with the lineup, but like we all said the same thing. You still got to get another pitcher.
Yeah, but let me ask you. They're 3-0. They crush Atlanta. The pitching looks okay. At first, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, but
in other words, they spent plenty. What I believe before, in other words, if you told me a starting pitcher, of course I agree with it. But you just can't get everybody all at once. I was willing to go a year. Now that it's this bad, I'm not happy. But I'm watching these guys, and I got to tell you, even Robertson, the guy was hurt last year. They keep going after guys with arm troubles. Honest to God, relievers to me, unless it's a closer, a reliever is a guy who couldn't cut it as a starter. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to hear they're waiting for Tommy Hunter. I don't want to hear they're waiting for Neshek. Just go throw an arm out there. Your minor league cannot be as bad as the garbage.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm more upset with the rotation. See, your point's fine when it comes to Patrick Corbin. Like, all right, you went and got Harper and you get Real Muto and Segura. Okay. you don't go get Corbin. No, I understand.
Oh, I agree.
Like, I understand. But you still, there's a big difference. I'm not saying you got to go get Patrick Corbin. You still need incredible arms that can start games, not named Eichhoff and Eflin and Pivetta.
Yeah. They're fours and fives at best. No, I agree. I'm just, as I said, all the years we've spoken, you know I'm not a patient person, but I'm sitting there going, all right, look, I think if they, because honestly, if you look, they can talk about starting pitching, and yes, it is, but their hitting is no better than like eighth or ninth in the National. I just was willing to give them more than 1 year to do it, but when I watch what they do, listen, again, Klentak to me is Ruben Amaro. You give me a check and I can write them. I can build a team, but they had to address this. The starting pitching, nobody knew was going to be this horrible. And this is historical bad. And when they talk about their lineup, hey, the Rockies did it for years and never made the plus. You need the pitching. But I don't think they know what they're doing as far as starting pitching or relievers.
Well, I mean, and Warren, always great to talk to you, buddy. Look, when it comes to starting pitching, they had Charlie Morton here. This regime had Charlie Morton here. But, you know, he had a chewed up groin, and they ran into free agency. And Charlie Morton is exactly who they need, right?
Yeah, that chewed up groin's doing just fine.
See, he's exactly what they need.
It's not Matt Collins' groin that's missing. Like, he's doing just fine.
Right.
pitching at a Cy Young level.
But that's exactly the kind of guy they need. Yeah, listen, he's pitching exceptional. I didn't expect Charlie Morton to be that good. But I'm talking, you know, you need like a credible 2-3, you know, in the rotation. So Jim from the Palm wants to know, do you know who the snake is?
Jake the Snake Plumber?
You know, it's funny. It's interesting. You would say, you should say that. Snake, Jake the Snake Plumber. There was another snake. Can you name the snake quarterback that preceded Jake the Snake Plumber?
No. Who?
Would you know who that is?
Who?
Have you ever heard of Kenny Stabler?
Yes.
All right. He was the original snake. Snake Stabler.
See, that sounds cooler. Snake Stabler sounds cooler than Jake the Snake Plumber.
Yeah, because the snake only gets to Jake because of the rhymes.
Right.
But Snake Stabler, because he was a snake, like, you know, that was real. That's why I love, you know, we go back to football and all the Chiefs had a guy, I don't know if you remember this guy because he's before your time, but the Nigerian Nightmare, Christian Okoye.
From Penn State, right?
No.
No?
Christian Okoye was this... He was this big back, bruising, nasty back. And they call him the Nigerian Nightmare. He was awesome. The Chiefs, you know, it's called out, Arrowhead, and here's Okoye running through defense.
And some nice backs. Priest Holmes.
Listen, they've always had great backs.
Larry Johnson for a few years before he fell off the face of the earth.
No, they've always had some decent backs. I got news for you. The kid they got now is good. They don't miss Kareem Hunt. Now, I do wonder what's going to happen when you look at the Chiefs' offense. The one thing for them, you can't replace speed. Tyreek Hill, I don't know what's going to happen there, but that speed, that's awful.
Because that's still under investigation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's an awful situation. And he's a dastardly guy, but like the real problem is that offense is all boy, and that's what I'm hoping with DeSean Jackson to a much lesser degree. But he still can run, and that speed that should really open things up for this offense.
Yeah, I've brought it up a couple of times. Even though Torrey Smith wasn't bringing in catches, just the fact that he was on the field took the top off the defense a little bit.
Yes.
And I know he didn't do much during the regular season. He did a little more in the playoffs than he did in the regular season, but the threat of him out there helped guys like Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
Even Nelson Aguilar. It helped Nelson out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He didn't have that last year.
Yeah.
Mike Wallace went down week one.
By the way, I was really excited to hear. Do you see who Nelson Aguilar was working out with?
Oh, Randy Moss, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Nelson getting some tips from Randy Moss.
And he's related to Jerry Rice, right?
Yes.
So he's got the connection to Jerry. He's working with Randy Moss.
Listen, I've never been the biggest Nelson Aguilar fan. However, I love his attitude. Like, he's in. He's good energy. First half. Like, he gives you that. He's into the game. So I root for him.
Yeah, I mean, once everything was taken care of, I mean, his first couple of years, he had something going on upstairs where I think he didn't even think he belonged in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that
got
happened.
That cleaned first, up.
Yeah.
And look, now.
See, I just don't, the shame of it is the money, right? Because, you know, we're all capologists because it's a necessity. So I look at him, I go, you know, he's not worth that.
$9 million.
Right. But, you know, he's a guy I like to root for.
He's a big part of your Super Bowl year.
Now, he was.
But yes, he's making $9 million. I get that.
Yes, he was. He really was. Let's go to, we got Money Bag in Miami. Money Bags. What do you say, Money Bags?
Anthony, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Coins?
Oh, man. Good, bro. Can you hear me good, man? Because I got it on my headphones.
Man, you're good. I got you.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good, man. First time in a long time.
Thank you, Money.
Hey, no problem. Love your show, man. Great, great show.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm calling to let you know that, you know, I first fell in love with football when at the age of like 7. I'm from a third world country, So when I first came here, where are you from, Marty? I was born in India.
Awesome.
Nice, right?
Awesome.
So when I got here, you know, it's that one uncle that you look up to, and he was a big football fan, and I'm looking at the sport like, what is this? You know, I'm used to soccer and cricket. So this was like a foreign land to me. So I said, oh, what is this? I seen the way the guys hit and all that, man. Oh my God, I instantly fell in love, Mike.
Oh, that's so cool.
Fell in love.
That's awesome. I can imagine, right? Because, you know, cricket is such a, you know, so starkly different.
Correct.
And soccer, and you see football, you must go, wow, what is that? Yeah.
Right. Because you said, come on, let's watch the football game. Yeah. I'm thinking it's football, you know, soccer.
Right.
And when you turn the TV on, I'm like, what is this? But, oh my God, it was tremendous, man. Ever since then, I fell in love. But he was a Green Bay Packers fan at that time. And, you know, I couldn't get in with the Green Bay stuff, man. And, you know, going back on what you said, I fell in love with the Raiders at that time.
Well, they were nasty. Remember?
Yes, they were.
They beat you up. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yo, they were nasty.
Yeah.
And once I figured out my team was, you know, my city was Philadelphia and the Eagles are the team, and I've been it since then, my aunt.
That's awesome. Nah, that's all right. That's fantastic, man. I love it, Monty. That's it. That's what it's about, man. That football's outrageous.
Great. Yes, sir. Great passion. Great intensity.
Oh, the autumn wind is a pirate.
Hold on. Wait. Whoa. Marty.
Blustering in from sea.
If you hear that sound, song, he speaks along. If you hear the pirate sound, that means you get FanFest tickets.
Oh, his face is man. Nice.
All right, hold on.
Thank you very much.
You got him, buddy. That's right. Throughout the course of the day, Andrew will play the, it goes off whenever it goes off. And if that happens during a call, you get to go to FanFest. All right. 610-632-0975. It's the midday show. Hey, Phil.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
So am I. I feel this conversation is uplifting.
Yeah. I mean, last night it was a nice win last night.
Yeah.
But it was exhausting.
Yeah, but I'm not even, you know, it really wasn't. I mean, I was so glad because I didn't feel like grousing anymore about them. And had they lost last night, yeah, what are you going to say?
And I'm really happy that it was Harper who did it. Like, if Harper gets out and then Hoskins does it, people are going to start saying, oh, Harper didn't come up clutch.
Yes.
I'm so glad it was him.
Yes.
Made my life a lot easier.
I know. Well, we're going to get Tyrone on that. All right. How often do you think about your roof? Probably not until something's wrong, right? Well, now I want to tell you about Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. Your roof protects your family. It protects your possessions. It protects your memories. You don't want to trust it to just anyone. Labruciano Roofing isn't just anyone. There's certain team five-star select shingle master. That's right. Anthony Labruciano is a shingle master. Now, that's like not just a fake title or a plaque you put on the wall. The shingle master is earned. Only a select few roofers will ever achieve this lofty status. Labruciano's five-star select status means they can give you the best warranty in the market. 50-year manufacturer's warranty, a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. All right, and this is not fake like some of these companies will do. Then they close up shop, and 20 years down the line, you go, I got a warranty. They go, no, you don't. Yeah, they make sure everything is, all the paperwork's done. Because you know what? That's how Anthony Labruciano is. Five-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising their work, praising the communication. You're not going to find a better company, Labruciano Roofing. You're not going to find better people. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors today. 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Online, paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
All right.
Here on a midday show. The lightning, we were just talking about the lightning last night. The lightning was nasty.
Yeah, the animals in the house were just going nuts last night.
Oh, yeah?
Dogs hiding under the my legs.
Dude, these storms that we've been getting.
That's what I'm saying.
Have been ridiculous. Like, the lawn last week was one of the worst ever. It was like a... So, while we were doing Cousins Corner, so I was at Parks at the Street Road Bed Salem, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, everybody's standing out front because it's like, whatever, it was quarter to eight. You're not going to leave. It's like buckets of rain. So you go, yeah, you wait till it lets up a little bit. Then you go, right? That's the only thing. It was like movie thunder.
Yeah, never let up.
Like a horror movie. It was on a loop. I never heard thunder like that. Lightning, the whole sky lighting up. I love storms. But I don't want to be stuck underneath the awning at Parks.
You want to get to your car at some point.
Right. But I love watching you watch the storm. Storms down the shore are the best. Where you see it, like, all over the water.
That's a nice storm.
You're like, yeah, whatever. All right, let's get back to the people. Pat is in Blackwood. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing? You guys got a great show.
Thanks,
Anthony,
Pat.
Anthony, I love your passion.
Thanks,
that's
bro.
That makes you the best. I was listening to your commentary yesterday. You and I are cut from the same cloth. Let me tell you something. You know, I play a little minor league baseball and all, and I called in yesterday, not on your show, but I called in the show and I told him, and I have to apologize for this because I think I got carried away. I was so mad at this team. I said, quote, this front office and manager has less chance of becoming a number one staff than Ted Williams is coming out of cryogenics to hit home runs. Because I was so mad because they're missing the boat. And I'm not going to beat this to death. I want to go to what got me on football. But you know and I know and everybody knows they need pitching. And until they solve that problem, they're not.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, listen, it was great. Look, it was great they won. I love Harper, so I was glad Harper.
Oh, I love Harper.
You know, yeah. Listen, because the kid, all the dude does is play hard. Like, he's a ball player.
That's right.
Plays hard. He busted in the outfield. He's got good arm, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, you're dead right. And you can't also have a closer that's got one pitch, and that pitch isn't a 98 mile an hour fastball.
Right. He either strikes out the side or gives up home runs. And, you know, let's face the facts. This team, when Noel is pitching, looks completely different, don't they? The team is competitive. When
yes.
He stops pitching, forget it. What's that tell you?
Well, you know, you played it. You know exactly when you got a guy that you have confidence in, you're playing behind a guy, it's a whole different feel. The game, there's a rhythm to the game.
That's right.
You feel it. Yeah.
When you're 8 runs behind in the second inning, it takes a lot. I know you got to be a pro and you got to play hard. But it does take a little bit.
I agree.
Let me get to my thing. I want to talk because we were talking about Temple and all. And of course, I love the Eagles. I've been following them for years. I seen Otto Graham play against the Eagles. That's how long I've been.
Wow, that's awesome, Otto Graham.
And the game, I'm going to tell you right now. I believe it was Shive Park because I was a little kid. But my brother took me up, God rest his soul, took him up. And Cleveland was the champions in those days, early 50s.
Yeah.
And that first half, they were ahead 17-0 or 21-0. It was big time. They were getting slurred. Eagles came back and beat them 38-17 or 38-21. I never seen nothing like it in my life.
Oh, but, man. Yeah, now that, you come that, back you know, that's to beat Otto Graham. That's legendary stuff.
That's a memorable thing.
Sure.
But I've been following what got me started on football. When I was eight or nine years old. It was 1952.
Damn.
I started following Notre Dame, the Ralph Guglielmi and Johnny Lattner. I have never missed a game, either radio, on television,
cool,
or a person. I've been out there many times at Notre Dame. That's my team. And when they played Temple, and I want to keep this brief, but I got a little bit of a minute.
Yeah.
When they played Temple, I came out of that stadium with so much respect for Temple. I said to my brother, I said, do you know what? We actually lost this game.
Yeah.
I walked out and I felt we shouldn't have won the game.
Interception, the key picks it off. It's over.
It's over, right? And I said to myself, my God, we were lucky. They gave us a game.
Yeah.
And the rule goes to show you what spirit. And it's a shame they don't bring that back into Philadelphia again with Temple.
Because I know.
Notre Dame really brings the people out. But I went out there going, oh, my God, did we win this game? We didn't deserve it.
That's great stuff, Pat.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. Yeah, man, that was that. We got on that subject, Andrew and I. I was thinking about a Temple and the last two years of Matt Rhule. And listen, you know, we weren't going to keep. And Matt is still, you know, he still comes in and out of town. I may try to get him tonight because he still has a house. He's got a house in down the shore in Cape May, and he's big. He loves it. He loves it here. Those last 2 years, when they beat Penn State, it was like Labor Day weekend. You remember that?
Yeah, I was sitting behind the end zone when they ran it in for, I guess it was Jahad Thomas at the time.
Yes.
Ran in for a touchdown. And just like pointed right to the student section. I was like, this is actually happening.
Well, exactly. That third quarter was like, they knew they couldn't stop them. They just ran right down their throat.
What was it, 11 times they sacked Hackenberg in that game?
Yeah, that was awesome. You want to talk about this sweet tornado, after getting drubbed by that school countless times, just to win one time was amazing. Like that one game and the way they won it, sacking them 11 times, Hackenberg 11 times.
11 times.
Hackenberg. I was torturing Mike. I was torturing him. He's like, yeah, he had one time.
That was all the responses. Penn State. One time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all we had. Like, you know. And then the Notre Dame week. That was Halloween, Saturday night, Lincoln Financial Field. That was one of the great nights ever.
You guys did the show from the student center that day, didn't you?
Or
was that the Penn State game?
No, that was the Friday before Friday before the game.
I stopped by in between psychology and some other BS class.
Did you really stop by?
Yeah.
Get out.
I was on campus.
Wow, that's amazing. You stopped by. My niece, Erica Rose, was there. I had her working because she was at Temple, and I had her working. That was awesome.
Yeah.
The whole campus was electric.
Yeah, the band playing.
Yeah.
The morning of your show.
Yeah. Matt came down. He hung out for it. It was a lot of fun, man. Anthony, look at this, San Francisco. Ant, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo. What's up, Ant? How you doing?
What do you say, Ant? How you doing? What brings
traveling for work.
Oh, nice. Great
traveling
city, isn't it?
Work. It is. I got here last night, so I haven't gone into the city yet. I'm actually going to Sunnyvale, so kind of sucks. But, yesterday, I have to tell you, before I get to my football thing, yesterday your opening was outstanding. Absolutely loved it. Told my son about it. Made him try to listen to it. He calls me up yesterday. I'm in an airport. He calls me up. He's like, Dad, are you watching the Phillies game? I'm like, why? What happened? He's like, they were winning 6-1, and someone just gave up a 3-1 homer. Who was it? And I was like, Nearest. And he's like, yes. And thank God they won that game, because I think you would have blew a gasket today.
Yeah.
I would have loved it. Selfishly. I think you might have blown a gasket. I'm originally from Chicago, so I'm a big Bears fan.
Oh, and yeah. Man, what a
Payton
great city,
back
yeah.
In the day. Yeah, watching Walter Payton back in the day, you know, that's my age bracket. It was awesome. But to tell you the truth, because of Vince Evans and Bob Evellini, so I didn't fall in love until I saw a certain game with my mom. 1982 NFC Championship, the catch.
Wow.
I watched that whole game sitting on the floor, my mom sitting on the couch. I'll never forget it.
What part of Chicago?
And I love football. As far south as you can go, right on the border of Hammond, Indiana.
Oh, my God. You'll laugh. And because one of my first jobs was for the Hammond Times.
Dude, I lived in Calumet Park. That's where I grew up, right there.
I know it very well. I covered all of Chicago sports for the Hammond Times. So dude, I would do Bulls practice. I would do, you know, I'd go to Bulls games and Bears. I covered Cubs. I did it all for that paper.
I'm a big Cubs fan, big Bears fan, big Bulls fan. Unfortunately, I left for the military right before the Jordan run. They drafted him when I was in eighth grade, got the shoes, everything, dude.
Oh, my God.
Real quick. Yeah, sure. Did you remember when they were experimenting with Christian Okoye returning kicks?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Dude, I just looked it up. He was 6'1", 254, and ran a 4.4 40.
Yeah, it's absurd, isn't it?
Imagine him getting ahead of
you. Nah, that's outrageous. That's outrageous. You know. Speaking of the Bears, I met Mike Singletary. I love Mike Singletary, right? The eyes, the whole thing. So I met him at Bears camp. They used to train in Platteville, Wisconsin. And I was covering a camp. It was, you know, it was fact. It was Dick his last year, and Harbaugh was his last year as quarterback. And Dick had come. I mean, and Mike Singletary comes in, and was like, I was kind of in awe. I tried to do a story with him, and I was stammering.
Monday. You're talking about the Denver Broncos training camp. Yes, Monday. I was in the Denver Broncos training facility.
Get out.
In their kitchen. Dude, let me tell you something. I couldn't believe how big these dudes were.
You were at Englewood. Did you?
You should have seen his hand.
Wow.
Like, his hand wrapped around my hand like you wouldn't believe, dude.
That is awesome. You see Flacco?
No, he wasn't there yet. Only a couple of players were there because it was Monday.
Right.
Didn't see Von Miller. Was looking forward to seeing him, but got to see a couple guys and got to meet John Elway, who back in the day, if you didn't watch him and love football, then you don't love football.
Yeah, no, he was it. Yeah, without a doubt. And what a great call, man. Thank you, buddy. Best to that little boy, all right?
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
See you, buddy. Hey, by the way, stop by the Philly Pretzel Factory today, 1749 Street Road in Bensalem, between now and 12:30, as they celebrate National Hot Dog Day. Take home dollar pretzel dogs made with Dietz and Watson, all beef hot dogs all day long. And while you're there, you can register to win tickets to FanFest. Love the pretzel dog.
The pretzel dog is my top two favorite foods. It's either that or the pizza. Goes back and forth.
The pretzel dog is an amazing item.
Like, I could eat seven pretzel dogs.
Yeah, the pretzel dog is a fine item.
I may regret it afterward.
No, the beauty of the pretzel dog is that it's not a doughy. Like, the pretzel is the exterior of the pretzel, so it's not doughy. So it's got the nice crisp outside pretzel with the dog inside.
And I think I've seen you eat a pretzel before. You take out the dough, don't you?
Yeah, I don't like all the dough.
Yeah, you've removed the dough.
I like the exterior part.
You like the shell. Yeah. So you like, that's why it's perfect for you.
I know. The shell, the pretzel dog is a fine item, man.
And one of they brought some yesterday, the pretzel dogs. And one of them was cheese with jalapenos inside.
Wow, that's impressive.
It was amazing.
That's what that was? It had jalapenos in
there? It was a different container.
Wow.
You had the normal pretzel dog. I had it with the cheese and
the jalapeno. I wish I would have had the jalapeno. I like the kick, the heat.
Good stuff.
That's pretty good. That is good. Where are we at? John in Summerdale. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Johnny.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's been a few months, man. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Not much. Everybody's excited about the Eagles, and, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm super excited, too. But I just got a little gripe. As far as the offensive philosophy, are they going to stick to this RPO stuff? Because, you know, not that Wentz struggles with it, but...
Yeah.
Back in 2017, I mean, when they let him, like, go spread the field, like, he was dominating. And if they're going to let him do that at points this year, I mean, I feel like he's going to be unstoppable.
So, see, I agree with you. It's funny, because I always thought that Foles excelled in the RPO and that Wentz, that he was always, like, now, again, I don't know if that was the injury last year or what, but he was a tick off running the RPOs. Like, his timing... It felt like he didn't have the clock right in the pocket. It felt like it was awkward for him a little bit. So I don't. It's a great question because he look. He's got all kinds of weapons now.
Yeah, is that and it's just because I think about that and like I think that might be like they might be stopping themselves if they go in there with the RPO because I get it. Foles won the Super Bowl and so I'm thinking Doug's probably like, all right, well we're just running RPO like for now and forever. But I feel like Wentz is at his best when he's almost in that Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I think so too.
On the field,
yeah,
you know, I feel like you have
all to spread out. That. Well, that's his favorite. It's funny. That's he said that before that his favorite is going empty. So that's his favorite place to throw from. I'm with you. The only fear here is that, or not fear, but when it comes to the RPO, it's so effective at getting the defense to freeze for that millisecond. I'm with you. I agree with you, John.
I just think it should be like secondary. Like I'm not saying throw it out of playbook, but you know, I agree. Think it should be like his go-to thing. You know?
Yeah, man. I'm with you.
I just hope the coaching staff sees that. Hey, real quick, where's the best place to get a cheesesteak, man? I got a buddy of mine coming down. I just moved down here. I'm just real curious. You know, your opinion.
Oh yeah, but listen, you can't go wrong. There's the famous spots that you always have. You know, Pat's and Geno's, and I like Phillips is really good. I'll give you a great spot, too, that makes a great steak, and it's Cosme's is a great steak, and that's in South Philly, and Angelo's on 9th Street, too. They make it. Those two places, Cosme's and Angelo's, you can't go wrong. They make great sandwiches, those two places.
Awesome, man. I actually got tickets to Fan Fest as well, but I got a baby coming in mid-August. So
congratulations, man!
Yeah, man,
that's awesome. Where'd you move from?
I moved from Long Branch, New Jersey, in Giantstown.
Terrific, man! Welcome to town, brother.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. I was hoping maybe I could run into you at Chicken Piece one day or something.
Chances are yes. Thanks, John.
One, yeah, you have the Marlton one.
Usually the South Philly one. But,
all right, cool, man. You know, I'll see you around.
It sounds good, Johnny. Welcome, buddy. That's funny. It's funny you get asked that question, and I always freeze because there's so many. Like I like the different taste. Like I got different tastes for steaks. You know, like sometimes I'm in the mood for like the true steak sandwich. You know, like a Phillips. Onions, boom, Pat's, you know, Geno's.
I'm a big fan of the Del Sandro's.
You know.
I mean, it's in my neighborhood.
Right. Yeah, I've never had a Del Sandro's.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
I got to bring one in for you.
Never had one.
A lot of meat they put in there.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like, you're never
like
hungry.
That steak, like the tradition, but the lunch of that steak is really good. You know, you've been to Cosby's, right?
No.
Ethan Dickinson.
Never been there.
That's a great spot. Angelo's on 9th Street and 9th and Fitzwater. That's really good. But, you know, it depends what kind of mood. Like, I love a gym steak. Every once in a while, you get a taste for that.
I had a steak sandwich once with Old Bay on it.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
It was pretty good, but it's not. You can't call it a Philly. You know, cheesesteak.
No.
If it's got Old Bay on it.
I'm out on that. I don't junk up my steak.
Like, it was good. I went because I was told about it, so I was like, all right, let me check this place out. But you can't call it a Philly cheesesteak if it's got Old Bay on it.
No. First of all, Old Bay does not belong on a steak sandwich.
No. But it was good.
Well, how was it made?
I think it was just steak. It wasn't even Cheese Whiz. It was some different kind of cheese, too. Like, it wasn't a Philly cheesesteak. I think they labeled it as one, but it wasn't. It wasn't normal. I'll look it up.
Like I hate. Don't junk up the steak.
You don't like things junked up.
No.
You don't like your burgers junked up.
No, I don't like the. You know, they put the peanut butter and jelly on the burger. I'm out.
I had it. It was pretty good.
I know, bro liked it too. I'm out. I don't want jam on my burger. No. I like it. Because I want to taste the sandwich, like the burger, the steak sandwich. I love steak sandwich. Is my favorite. Like to this day, I love the steak sandwich. It's one of my favorite items ever. My grandmother used to, I have always fond memories. My grandmother would go out And she'd come home like 2:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. And we'd be all like, you know, sleeping. And she would bring bags of Oregon steaks. There used to be a place called Oregon Steaks on 13th and Oregon. And she would stop there and she'd bring home steak sandwiches.
That's awesome.
For all of us. And we'd, you know, we'd get up. You know, you're 9 years old, you get a steak sandwich at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's fun.
The whole good grandmom right there.
The whole family. She'd come home dancing with the dog, half lit.
Yeah, exactly.
Feeling good. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. I got some open lines. First time all day. Sign up right now at Parks Casino because they're online, open for sports betting in Pennsylvania. And if you sign up right now, you get a risk-free bet up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/sportsbetting. Again, that's parkscasino.com/sportsbetting. Use promo code sports to get your risk-free bet up to $250. Bet with the best online right now. The number one casino in Pennsylvania. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Baseball's in full swing. You got soccer, golf, tennis. Never too early to start betting all your future bets for the football season. Listen, it's the greatest. My Casino and Sportsbook of choice. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Open your account right now. parkscasino.com/sportsbetting and type in the promo code sports. Don't forget, it's now open. Parks Casino online. Risk-free bet. Refund on losses. A free bet must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
I don't really care.
So we're going to do your night off. No baseball show.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Have a few beers. More than a few.
Now, where do you go? You go to the neighborhood? What are you going to do?
Well, first, we have a very big softball game tonight.
Oh, the Beasley yet?
Yeah, we got a Beasley softball game tonight. Playoffs.
Awesome.
Playoffs begin today. So, I thought I'd grace my presence. Because a lot of times I miss the games because of the baseball show. So, now that tonight I have the off night because Cousins Corner is tonight, I'll grace my presence.
They can bring the big stick.
Come on, trade deadline, acquisition. I'll have a few beers there, come back, neighborhood. Enjoy myself.
That's beautiful.
You know, I got to do some shopping right after the show. I was talking to you about this yesterday. For the wedding, I'm making a Lithuanian honey liquor.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
So my sister did it for her wedding. My sister and my brother-in-law. They made some, and it was fantastic. And they realized
How do you make it?
All a bunch of grains and seasonings and stuff, but it's grain alcohol. You know, Everclear, you name it. And then a lot of honey. But they said, my brother-in-law insists that I don't just get the honey from ShopRite. Like, I have to go
to get, like, real honey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I have to find somebody. Like, he said he had a honey guy when they made their batch. Like, they know someone who makes honey.
So you need an organic, you know, honey farmer.
Yeah. So they made, I think, the recipe that he showed me.
Wow, where can we get? We got to know somebody.
I'll figure something out. He texted me a few names.
Oh, yeah?
In the area. Yeah, so I'm going to make a few pit stops today. It's going to cost a lot of money, but that's like it's going to be the wedding favor, too. So what we're going to do is there's going to be a toast at the tables. So instead of champagne, it's going to be this honey liquor.
I love the Lithuanian feel to it.
Yeah, and then on the way out, there's going to be a lot of Lithuanian stuff going on at the wedding.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of traditional stuff going on. But
is Christy Lithuanian?
No, but she has been taken in by the culture. She went out there with me when I went last summer.
All right, it's awesome.
You know, so she enjoys it too. She did the dancing festival with me one year where we actually danced.
That's cool, man. That's awesome.
Wearing the traditional garb.
That's cool. Very cool. So what's it taste like?
Honey. and it burns on the way down. But a good burn, like not a bad burn.
So what, like Jack honey?
Yeah, but a little more stronger honey taste. So it's delicious. Yeah. I remember...
What other flavor seasonings are in it?
I'll pull up the recipe. Right. But there's like some seeds that I've never heard of, and I don't know where I'm going to... Like I asked them, I was like, I think one is a cardamom seed. Never heard of that in my life. I'm like, can I get this at a shop? Or he goes, no, you'll probably have to go to Whole Foods for that. So now I got to go all over the damn place for this. But it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're going to make some extra bottles.
When are you making it?
This Saturday.
Oh, that's a great day. Like, that's a fun
endeavor. Oh, yeah. We're going to have beers and all kinds of stuff. So this Saturday, we're going to be making it. And it's a 6-hour process, and then you let it sit for a month. They usually let it sit 6 months, so we're actually a month behind, but it's still going to be fine.
Yeah, that's cool. It's like, we make the, I love when they make the wine.
Yes.
And they go make the wine, or I know a guy that makes the cello.
Oh, really?
Not just like the lemon cello, the chocolate cello.
That's cool.
They do every flavor. Orange, the chocolate cello is absurd. Like, it's ridiculous. Strawberry cello.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that this Saturday. But I'm looking forward to it.
It's a great
part of the wedding, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
I'll bring you some. Don't worry.
I'm already disappointed about this whole wedding. So, Andrew's getting married the weekend of Thanksgiving weekend. And we're doing a trip to Miami for the Eagles and Dolphins game. And I'm going to miss the wedding.
Yeah, terrible timing. The bro's out probably too.
Well,
he's going with you.
He's going to go on the trip.
I'll bring you both some samples.
I can't. And you know what's so bizarre is that one of my dearest friends is going to the wedding. Tooch.
About that, small world, right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because we were talking about the trip, right? He goes, "What's going on with that Eagles trip?" I go, "Yeah, we're doing it. You know, Philly sports trips, the whole thing." He says, maybe I'll go. Then he goes, I got the wedding.
Sorry, Tooch. My bad. Sorry that you can't go to Miami.
Dude, I can't believe it. Of all the luck.
When that schedule came out, I'm not going to lie, I was like, damn it.
Yeah, that stinks. I really would love to have gone, man. I'm really bummed out over it.
Don't worry. You'll get some samples.
Let's go to New York. Talk to John. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Johnny.
Hey, Anthony.
What's up, John?
First time caller. Really surprised that I eventually got in.
But, welcome, my man.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I gotta thank you because once I came to America in 2006, I was really bummed because I didn't have all the sports. I usually I'm a very I always listening to sports.
Sure.
Once I came here, I didn't know anything about American sports.
So you're a big, and you came from Brazil. What part of Brazil?
From the south part in Paraná.
Oh, sure.
So once I came here, I started to learn sports just by watching on TV. I would watch myself, and I started learning that way. But you, by listening to you in the radio, that's how I actually fell in love with the sports here,
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Was really good. Every time that I listen, and I go and watch the game, and I started falling in love with the sports. And actually, I remember in 2009, the last game of the season, remember when the Eagles, they had to...
The Cowboys.
Yeah, they needed to beat the Cowboys, and they needed like three other games, the results.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, I cannot stop watching them, the football anymore, because I just fell in love so much with the game after that. So I just wanted to go and...
I love it. You know what? Because here's the thing. Like, soccer's a beautiful sport. It just is a great, great sport. Football is almost primal, like... And I love people that get exposed to it and they go, oh my God, what is this? This is the greatest. So I love the fact, John, that you fell in love with the game and then my little part in helping that happen. You got to come to Fan Fest, John.
Yeah, sure. I would love to. The way that the people from Philadelphia, the way they love sports, Actually, I related so much to the city. You know, I adopted the city as my own, and I said I never go anywhere else. I want to live here, you know, for the rest of my life. That's the way you guys, you know, we love sports here in Philadelphia.
That's so awesome.
I'd love to go to Fan Fest if I could.
Yes, man. Hold on. We'll get you the tickets, all right?
All right, thank
Hold on, brother. That's cool, man. It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group Station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.